Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shane Abbas Yeshua Falk. Okay, good morning everybody. Good to see you all. Okay, we're continuing now Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh Packet Tests. Rabbi Harari, did you get the packet?
Yeah, I'm trying now, but it's better.
You got it?
Elon? Yeah, if they just post it right on the thing, because then I can see the shear and still see the thing.
Okay, can you help that, Elon?
Okay, I have it.
Rabbi, somebody would need to make me a co-host.
Okay, we'll make it. Okay, 1 second.
Yeah, I would be more than happy to.
Cody, we need you again. Yehuda? Please mute.
He can do it. We did Ma's air conditioner. It was gigantic.
Okay, Eli, can you mute people?
We're getting a free drink and Wi-Fi on and off.
Yes, I can mute people, Rabbi.
So mute everyone, and then when they need to come on, they'll go on, okay? Okay. Okay, the host muted everybody. But if you would like to speak, I'd love to hear everyone, so please feel free to speak up. Okay? Okay. So, continuing in Yoni Pikuach Nefesh, the Shut HaRashba, take a look here at page 2. In Simon Reish Mem Hei. Says the Rashba, Yochel Odom Lotzeis B'Kemiyah B'Shabbos. In other words, the question of using a Kemiyah on Shabbos, meaning Kemiyah was like a piece of parchment that they would write different things on it. And, Rabbi Noach Isaac Goldbaum likes to speak about the story when someone wrote Shevasachim Yachad on a kamiyah to bring, different things, to bring good mazel, to bring refuah, to bring different things. You write on a parchment, and a person, puts it on his body, right? So you're wearing the kamiyah. So the question is, like, can you wear it as a necklace, as a bracelet, things like that. Of Kamiya, to bring you good mazel, good refuah, all these good things. So it says, Yochel Adam Lotzeis B'Kamiya B'Shabbos Bein B'Tzavor O Bein B'Zroel Echa Cholosh Yesh Bo Sakana V'Echa Cholosh Ein Bo Sakana. In other words, if you're a Cholosh, now normally
Rabbi Sana, I think you might be muted.
I'm muted? Yeah? Elon, can you unmute me? Tori, Yehuda, I'm muted. They say, can you unmute me? Okay, Sean. Okay, so back to the Tshuvas HaRashba speaks about a kamiyah. So you have this parchment, and something's written on the parchment, and that's supposed to bring good mazel, good refuah, whatever it is. So could you put, and then you put the kamiyah on your body, and you would go in this, you know, walk with it in the street. So the question is, if is, you know, is that considered hotzah? Is that considered hotzah? What do we say? If it helps, if the kamiyah helps for a chol sheyesh bo sakana, so then it's pikuach nefesh, and therefore it would be permissible. So says the Rashba, Yochol Adam Lotzeis b'kamiyah b'shabbos bein b'tzavoro bein b'zroo. Whereas whether you put it on your neck or on your wrist, your echad cholah sheyesh bo sakana v'echad cholah she'ein bo sakana. Kach shamati mipi harab Baron Zal. So the question is, we have to understand what is that idea. Chol sheyesh bo sakana, I can understand. And what about a chol she'ein bo sakana? Why is that? Va'on omar shekosvim kol kamiyah afilu b'shabbos l'chol sheyesh bo sakana. You can even write the kamiyah on Shabbos. Wow. Writings on Shabbos, that's kosev. But if it's pikuach nefesh, it should be okay. So he says you can write a kamiyah on Shabbos. For chol sheyesh bo sakana ol yoledes. Hecha de'inhu tavi l'suvi daitayu. If the person says they want it, it's for menuchas hanefesh, for yishuv hadas. Avo pishein on a yodim im hu mumcha im lav. Was even though, in other words, the assumption was that some kamiyas were assumed to be mumcha, meaning they were effective, and some they weren't sure if they were effective. So he says that you can use it on Shabbos. You can even write it on Shabbos. One second. Hello. Yeah. Okay, can I call you back? I'm going to give you shiur and I'll call back soon. Okay, bye-bye. Shakosin kol kamiyah afil b'shabbos l'chol sheyesh bo sakana l'gledes hecha de'inu tavi li'suvi daitu. In other words, so if they're asking for it, the chol is asking for it, for yishuv hadas, so then it's okay. Even though we don't know if this is a mumcha or not, meaning we don't know if the kamiyah is muchzak to be effective. Alvim einam tovim, but if they're not requesting it, elish omer chacham echad yeshli kamiyah echad shemoyel also choli. Whereas, but what if a chacham says that he knows of a kamiyah that works for a certain disease? Efshe she'ein kosvim so b'shabbos misafik. Maybe you don't write it for sofek elam kein yodeh to imchi kamiyah, unless we know that this kamiyah is helpful. Oh, is machi gavra sherotzeh lichtov oso kamiyah? Well, we know that this person who's a kamiyah writer has the ability to write a kamiyah that could be effective. So what's interesting in this Rashba is that he says that if the person's asking for it, even though we don't know that this is kamiyah mumcha, you could write it on Shabbos because of yishuv hadas. So that's the question.
Doesn't the Gemara say only if it's menusa ubaduk?
Yeah, but maybe that's... But yeah, but here it's saying that if the person's asking for it, then they need it. Then it's for the yishuv hadas. Maybe menusa ubaduk means when the person's not asking for it.
Interesting,
right? That was, oh, Rav Kobri Shlita. Yeah, so he's saying that you could have a kamiya, you can write a kamiya on Shabbos for Yishuv Hadas if the person's asking for it. But if the person says, "Kolchim kol kamiya filu b'shabbos l'chol sheish mosakano heichad inhu tavi," right? He's asking for it. That he thinks that it'll give him Yishuv Hadas. So that's an interesting discussion here of being Doche Shabbos for the Yishuv Hadas of the patient. Whereas, in other words, we're not doing something that is a procedure that's medicine per se, but it'll give him Yishuv Hadas, and even though it's a question of doing a malacha, right, of writing on Shabbos, that still could be permissible. Okay, so that's that. We see this from the Tshuvas HaRashba, and now we'll see other areas in Halacha where perhaps we would Doche Shabbos for Yishuv Hadas, which is which is very interesting. So take a look in the Shulchan Aruch here, on page 3, Reish Ayin Ches. It says, "Mutar l'chabos haner b'shvil sheyishon hachola sheyish bo sakana." So as you could shut the light for the chola sheyish bo sakana. So says the Mishnah Berurah, "L'chabos haner u'kshiyakit zachar kach mutar lidlok haner b'shvilo." And in other words, you can turn on the light. Now, turning off the light and on the light is not something that is going to give a refuah, but it can give a person ease of mind. Right? It can give a person ease of mind that, it needs to go to sleep, the light's off, but he put the light on to make him feel good. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kuyakitz achar kach muter l'dluki haner b'shvilo v'chol zeh im eino Yehudi mezumen l'fanav v'efshal asos al dei yado b'li'ichor yasel yado." Because if there's a guy there, so it's better to get the guy to do it. But now this could be even. According, see, we had a machlokas mechaber amar, right? Whether you get a goy or not, but it could be that goy, that machlokas is whether it's real refuah. Here, it could be that it's not l'tzorach refuah; it's just l'tzorach yishuv hadas. Because here, no, I mean, the mice, he's quoting that same Ramah, to use a guy. But it's interesting, he's saying it here in the Das HaMechaber. So maybe one could say that the Mishnah is saying that since this is not real refuah, it's Yishuv Hadas, so then for sure, even maybe the Mechaber would be Moideh. That you should do it with a guy, right? If because the Mechaber usually says dafka to do it with Israel, normally. Well,
doesn't this get into the machlokes of kol tzracha or not, or only the pikuach nefesh?
Yeah, well, that was the discussion we had originally about what's called kol tzracha, right? We had three shitas. We said that the what's shown in the Magid Mishnah that you could do kol tzarcho, right? We had that's only by Shabbos, not by Yom Kippur. We had that shita of the Kalkas Yoav. We had the Reb Chaim that it's the difference between a Chol She'en Bo Sakana and a Chol She'yesh Bo Sakana. And then we had the Cheshev Eifod that Rav Gutman quoted, that Latzias Kol Tzarchav is only if the Tzarech that he needs is going to, say he needs to eat to make the refuah. So you don't just give, on Yom Kippur, you don't just give him what he needs to eat, you give him what he would eat in the weekday. But something like the light, which has nothing to do with his refuah, really, even though you would do it maybe during the week, maybe the Chetra Veva says you're not allowed to do it. That's the kasha that we had in the beginning of our Zman. The kasha was that how come Machilim Pochos Mikashir on Yom Kippur if you owe him Kol Tzarcho? So again, the Chelkas Yov said because Kol Tzarcho is only a din in Shabbos, not a din in Yom Kippur. And Reb Chaim says that it's talking about a Cholosh Eimbo Sakana that potentially could become a Sakana. That's why it's Pochos Pochos. But once he's a Cholosh Yeshbo Sakana, then for sure he has to, you give him the full. And the third thing is the Cheshev Eifod, that the idea of Kol Tzarcho only is if the Kol Tzarcho is going to merape him. His thing is that he needs to eat. That's his refuah. But he doesn't need to eat so much, but during the week we would give him so much, so you can't be you give him Kol Tzarcho. But if it's something that's nothing to do with his refuah, it's just something you do with Shabbos, so the Cheshev Eifod says you wouldn't give him on Yom Kippur, even though it's Tzarcho. Mi'ira Ferrari. So as Rav Gutman pointed out, it's not so pashut that Madlikim Mesaner is called Tzarcho, if that's not where the refuah stems from. And what Rav Harari is saying is also here in the Bir Halacha, the long Bir Halacha here. So if you take a look on page 5, the last word on the line is Eze. Fidei Bavad Das Hamagen Mishnah, Matsasi Od Eze Poskim, the Mashu Filik Dvarv, Zel Lonchon Tashbates. Fiu Had Lokav Havarshu, Malacha Gemura, Osino Sabishvil Cholishesh Mosakana, Avon Pisha Ain Iker Refu Osso Bahad Lokas Aner. Elotzrikimano Lotorke Refu Osso.
It is all only by a
Cholosh Yesh Bo Sakana? Yeah, a Cholosh Yesh Bo Sakana is also called Tzarcho.
But the Rashbam said even a Cholosh Yesh Bo Sakana, right?
Well, what did Rashbam say?
The Rashbam, talking about Kamiya, he had said Bein Becholosh Yesh Bo Sakana, Bein Becholosh Yesh Bo Sakana.
Let's take a look. Okay, so in other words, the Rashba said originally, Yochel Odom Lotzeis B'Kemiya B'Shabbos Bein B'Tavar Bein B'Zero Echa Chol She'yesh Bo Sakana V'Echa Chol She'ein Bo Sakana. Okay, so you're asking, so what's the heter for Chol She'ein Bo Sakana?
Maybe it's learning like Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim's
Chilik. That what? She'ein Bo Sakana, it could get to Sakana.
Yes, to Sakana, yeah, not just he has a high fever right now.
So is he saying it's not a Cholosh Eimbo Sakana that potentially could become a Cholosh Yesh Bo Sakana?
Yeah, otherwise it's hard to understand, like, how he would be master of such a writing.
You mean because it's an Isser Hatzah?
Well, can't we view the Kamiya as a type of refuah?
Right, it's a type of refuah, but the question is if it's a Cholosh Eimbo Sakana, so what's the right to carry it in the Rishus HaRabim?
Because it's a refuah, it's not opposed to the Shulchan Aruch, which is dealing with, and the Bir Halacha, which is dealing with things that aren't for refuah, but are for Menuchas HaNefesh, or...
Right, but still, if it's a Cholosh Eimbo Sakana, So what's the heter to put the kamiya on and carry, and have it and take it in the Rishus Rabim? So Rabbi Harari wanted to suggest that that maybe it's talking about a chol she'en bo sakana that potentially could be get become a chol she'esh bo sakana if you don't give him something. So then, just
like
Reb Chaim,
might be a raya to Reb Chaim. It might be a raya to Reb Chaim from the.
Yeah, in other words, Rabbi Harari wants to say maybe the Chuvas Harashba is a raya to Reb Chaim, that you could you can be docha nisa daraisa for a chol she'en bo sakana if it is a chol she'en bo sakana that could potentially become a sakana.
What you're saying is if this is the same thing as Reb Chaim, it's a raya to Reb Chaim. First, you have to show that it's the same thing.
Right. If it's the same thing, but Rabbi Harari is saying that, in other words, he doesn't understand, or Elon Ezra Hagler is saying he doesn't understand how else could you give pshat in the Rashba. In other words, if we can find another pshat in the Rashba, then we don't have to say it's a raya to Reb Chaim. But then we have to understand what could be another pshat in the Rashba of why a chol she'esh bo sakana is So right now I don't know another pshat in Reb Chaim. If we could say another pshat, and I mean in the Rashba, in that line of Yochal Adam Lotzeis v'kamiya b'Shabbos bein b'tzavara bein b'zroa echad kol sheish bo sakana echad kol she'en bo sakana. So if we have another pshat, I'd be happy to hear another pshat of why a kol she'en bo sakana would be mutter. To have.
Maybe it's not a masoi. I mean, maybe under the rules of Shabbos, you're not really violating Shabbos Doraisa by wearing a kamiya.
The question is, but l'chora, it's not a regular vush, right? It doesn't keep you warm. It doesn't keep you. The whole tzad that it's a lavush is because it's merapa you. So chora, if you're chol she'en bo sakana and you don't need a refuah, I mean, because you're not life and death, then what right did you have to wear it in the Rishus Rabin? Unless you say, like Rabbi Harari, that it potentially could bring to, if you don't wear it, it potentially could bring a sakana.
The Raisa, you can wear tefillin Rishus Rabin on Shabbos.
Yeah, you can wear tefillin on Shabbos, that's true. But there, that's considered, because if Shabbos is man tefillin, so that it's considered a takshit. Right? If Shabbos is man tefillin, it's considered a takshit.
Even to rescue tefillin, you can do it.
Right, because even to rescue tefillin, you can do it because Shabbos is, because it's considered a takshit. Because Shabbos is Mount Tefillin, so it's considered a tachshit. But kamiya l'chora is not a tachshit, so it only would be if it gives a refuah. So
unless you say it's only the Rashba is the shita that this man is there, there's no rishus harabim the raisa, so it's only a shayla over the rabban.
Yeah, unless you say yeah, that's another possibility.
Yeah, but he says you could write it.
He can't even write it, but by...
No, but by the writing, that's only by a Chaylish Yesh by Sakana.
Right?
Yeah,
one second.
The Oidon Marsha Kutman, right? Abhila Pashas, the Chaylish Yesh by Sakana. So he's mechalik between the Siva and the Yitzhar Haitzah.
Yeah, in other words, if you want to say that, he's only working that Ein Lanu Rishus HaRabim Bezman Hazeh. Okay, maybe. Maybe that would be another answer. If you hold,
because Rebbe, obviously by tziva, he's not mekel.
Right, because he's saying by tziva, Ari's saying that if you look carefully in the Rashba, he's only matirid by hotzah for chol shemo sakana, but by tziva, he writes. Or shakosim kol mefim shan chol sheyesh bo sakana. Right. So if you say like that, like what Rari Svelman is saying, that by ksiva he only matter for chol sheyesh bo sakana. Vautzah, he's matter for everybody because there's shitas that hold the elan or rishus rabbin b'zmanazeh. So maybe that could be. Yeah, Rabbi Harari, what do you want to say?
Yeah, see, I didn't realize, like Ari is saying, that the Rashi made a chiluk on tziva between the two.
Yeah, because by tziva he writes beferish that it's chol sheyesh bo sakana.
Okay, so I guess it's not really.
Okay, maybe. And if you take a look in the Tashbates that we saw quoted before on page 6 and 7. So the Tashbates. Talks about Chil Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. And he's also going to be Mako for Yishuv Hadas. Let's see if we find that line. Here, take a look. It's on the left side, three quarters of the way down on the left side. It says Beperek Mefanim. Masechet Shabbos Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. On page 7, the left side of the page, the first word line is Beperek Mefanim. Masechet Shabbos Tan Rabbanim Hotzat Shrich Lener Chaverta Madlekes Salataner. The Hikshu Al Zeva Amru Pshita Vetertam Rishulog Nitzucha El Asuma Matayim Kedol Mechazi Osuk Mashulon. For a blind person, they could light the nair for him. Ah, he can't see anyway. Kemashon Yisuvi Mitzvah Daita. So he can be the Chazim Mibasraiv, evidently. Because he feels good that if I need something, Mekan Nirashav Shafil Me Yishav Daito Shal Choyla, I feel Ein Tzorch Lerefuso. For also, El Yishav Daito Madlikim Mesaner, Afapi Shehu Suma. So he says that anything you need for Yishuv Hadas, you could do for the Chol on Shabbos, even though it's not a regular refuah. So that's we saw already. So that's this notion of thought that you can be Michal Shabbos even for a chola. For Yishuv Hadas.
Even if you hold the
Chuya. Oh, so that we'll have to see. Oh, so let's take a look now in the Tzemach Tzedek, page 8. The Tzemach Tzedek this week is the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Yortzeit. Gimel Tammuz. Rav Harari, didn't we go to the Levaya together?
Yes, we did, 1994.
In 1994, we went to the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Levaya. In Gimel, it was Gimel Tammuz.
Yeah, with Avi Greenspan.
Yeah. So, So he was that a Tzemach Tzedek is the third Rebbe. Menachem, there's the Menachem Mendel. I told you there's a minug. If your name is Menachem Mendel, you write a sefer called Tzemach Tzedek, because he's not the first one. There's another Tzemach Tzedek that's quoted in the Magen Avraham, and his name is also Menachem Mendel. You would think that you want to know the difference between the Lubavitcher one and the non-Lubavitcher one, then the Lubavitcher one is Menachem Mendel. The answer is both the old Tzemach Tzedek, which Rav Avadi Yosef always calls the Yoshon, that's already Rav Kroch, that's quoted in the Magen Avraham, is the non-Lubavitch is also Menachem Mendel. So what's the idea? Because Menachem Mendel and Tzemach Tzedek is gematria, the same gematria. That's why the Vizhnitzer Rebbe, he spelled Menachem Mendel, he spelled it with a yud between the Dalet and the Lamed. So therefore he named his sefer Tzemach Tzadik, because he needed an extra yud for the gematria. So that's the idea. So the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, I mean the Alter Rebbe, wrote the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And this is his grandson, Tzemach Tzedek. So he wrote tremendous, halacha. Also a tremendous, he wrote a famous sefer in the Taryag Mitzvahs. That's, Kabbalah and things like that. So he has a truva here on page 9. Nishalti al chola hamasukin ma'ot shenestakein pisom v'rabim omim shehu mitoloim. What does mitoloim mean? He's very sakana.
Worms.
He's worms.
The
what? So what happened? What about worms?
He's full of them.
He's what? He has worms?
Yeah, he has in his digestive system.
Oh, he has worms in his digestive system.
It's a known phenomenon.
Yeah. So Yishari Lasos Lo Skula. Shekorim Oishgissen. A ferish is b'zeh malacha gemura. Chiv chatas. So I don't know, what exactly do you do? What is the skula? Apparently, it's a malacha.
Or ferish is lead.
Lead. In other words, basically you're taking lead and you're putting it in the fire or something. You're changing its form. Apparently, if you take this lead and you put it in the fire and you put it on him, I guess maybe you put it by his stomach, that helps him. And the person who does this, he said he's helped many people. So he says anything that Achmashakosa Rambam Ishlum Lachol Isser, Sherekomash and Shashaninu Mishanoshko Kelev Shoita, Emachil Michatzer Kovichalo, Shatamishum Zodak School of Bulvad, Falorafua, Eindoche Isser. So the Rambam says that you only could docha if it's a refua, not if it's a skula. So therefore, he can't give. So if you got a dog bite, so you can't take what? The liver of the dog? And give you to eat it.
That's also discussed when they discuss Dark AIMO.
Right. Yeah, so
they forbid it even on weekdays.
Even on weekdays, yeah. Ma'ishna Yisra Shabbos v'Yisra Behemah Tameya. So So the question is why? I mean, you're Michal Shabbos for a chola, so why can't you give him non-kosher food? It's not a refuah beduka. But if it would be beduka, it would be okay. You don't have beduka gam shahu al yidei school or shari. The Chorah Gam B'zei Yesh Lumot Heter Mimash Kosev Magen Mishnah The Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana Osim Bo Afilu Dvarim Shein B'mniya Sadova Shehu Sakana V'kei Mahaskul Hanal Lu Yesh Shein Refu Beduka Logar Mi Dvarim Shein B'hem Tzorach. He says any chu, if it's not a Refu Beduka, but still it's a But if it gives you Yishuv Hadas, if it's something that you would do for the Chola on Mevshal Ram Nami Moda Beduka Umayi Beinu Beduka Veinu Ein Lavi Raili Isser Beinu Beduka Dehid the Kmiya Bezman Sheinu Menamubcha Shani Hosim Sheish Takad Shalo Yitzir Bershus Rabim. You see, the question is: could you learn from the by a kmiya she'ena mumcha is mutter?
So he's saying the Rambam says yes or no.
So he's saying that the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos says that you don't give him mechatzer kovet shelo because it's Derech Segula, and it's not Refuah. So then he's saying, so why don't you say the same thing over here, that it's not, and here we're saying that it's permissible with the lead. So he says, that maybe the Rambam is Moda, that if it's Paduka, then it's okay. Here it's in the end of Paduka.
What's the difference between a school of Paduka and a refuah?
It's still not a refuah.
Because?
Yeah.
Probably because it's supernatural.
That never bothered anybody.
If it's going
to work, then it's a
refuah. But the question is, the Rambam himself in the Perush Mishnayos writes that so it's a derech skula b'vad v'lo refuah.
The Rambam has been known to change his mind between Perush and Mishnayos and
Miyad. Yeah, it's true. Rambam's
a rationalist.
Also,
in Perush Mishnayos, he's interpreting what the Mishnah says. It doesn't mean he necessarily will follow.
Yeah, so it's true. So then the last five lines he writes, Vahisi Sovar, Lomad the Emesh, Lomad the Rambam, Lo, Severely Klal, Dino Shalomag and Mishnah, Eshlitim Tzas Tam, Im Noma Shazat Tolo, Im Machlokus, Im Shabbos Dechuya, Kedas HaRashba, O Hutra, O Kedas HaRambam, Varosh, Shabbos Hutra, Im Hutra, Osim Afilu Dovar, page 10, She'em Barak Tzorch Tzas, right? But he says the Magid Mishnah, the third line, Nami Sevirli Dehutra. So he says, Misha, if somebody get a dog bite, So he says by Shabbos you could say that a kevin sha'om sharipa v'shino v'shilosh. In other words, this lead was already effective many times. So the guy's saying, I'm a mumcha. Hashem says, Shem Yoel, Yishlis Lismuch, Allah Magad Mishas, Shulchan Aruch, Ein Lachber Klal. Hashem came with Dinah Shul Magad Mishnah, Shaykh Lomar Kenki, Ein Vav Zeh, Safik the Fashas, Lachain, Hechmer Yoel Bal Nevish. So he says what? That if it's Hutra, then that's, he says the Magen Mishnah is, that is, the Osim called Tzorchei Chola, he holds Hutra. So if it's Hutra, then it should be Mutter. So then even a skula should be Mutter, because it's considered like called Tzorchei Chola. So he says that the Rambam maybe also holds the Chuya, so therefore, that's why, in other words, maybe that's talay on whether a skula is good or not. In other words, if it's just a skula, so he says he only wants to be matarid if pikuach nefesh is hutra. But if it's a refua, then even if it's the Chuya. So he says, and so in our case, with the worms, so maybe we have to be so mech on the Magid Mishnah that it's Hutra. Because Malcolm Shani has a Zavada, Emes a Tzor, Kol Kach, but Shain came to Shema. So maybe that's the Chilak here. He says, "Mi shadoshko kelav da ata boim litchos yisuzel levad vaday lo nitchi yisuzel etzlo ba'odover." And then he says the word that we saw for the Ravid, that once Shabbos was pushed away, there got to be other areas you could push it away here, but by the kelav, so we didn't push away treifus in any other area. So maybe that's a reason to be machter, but he says that maybe we have to just be mitzaref the shitas that say it's hutra, even though the Beis Yosef says the chuya, but the Magen Avraham says it's hutra. So he says by Shabbos that we saw in the Ravid that Shabbos is pushed away anyway. So just because we matter something for Shabbos, Kev shenidu Shabbos litchot to gabi chol lizeh etzel shardvar mach enki misha noshko kelev shota da'ata boim litchos isizeh Levad, vadayin lo nitche, it says that. In other words, chalav shota, you want to give him the liver. So then it's not so pashut. It was never nidcha, this iser. So just because we might make it on Shabbos, so he says, but if it's Hutra, then he thinks he could use skulas and you could be more makil in what you're going to permit. So that's one idea that the question of Hutra versus Dechuya. And the other question of whether it's... So he says, well, this case over here is being Michal Shabbos by taking the lead. So he says Shabbos is pushed away in Gabi other areas, like to heat up water, to turn on the light. So maybe just because we make it on Shabbos, so that could be a Svara. Masha Enkein, the case of the Chatzir HaKoved, so we're not, that was never Nidcha before. But the idea that we're seeing over here is that we saw in the Tashbeitz that Yishuv Hadas could be Mekel. So we saw that in the Tashbeitz, we saw in the Tshuvas HaRashba, that with the Kamiya, that even if it's Kamiya She'ena Beduka, that we could be Dofer Shabbos for Yishuv Hadas, and maybe that's shot in the Magen Avraham, and that we could, and we could even be co-save with Kamiya. If the person wants it. So the person wants it, he's saying for him it's Yishuv Hadas. If the person wants it. And then maybe that's totally, and skulas also could be, so the skulas and these things could be, so Achrei Kechlos HaKol, maybe this all goes back to the original machlokis of Hutra and Dechuya, that if it's Hutra, then Yishuv Hadas, even though, so there are two things here, we have things of Yishuv Hadas, and so we have two types of Yishuv Hadas. We have turning on the lights, that's one type of Yishuv Hadas, and then we have skulas, that's another type of Yishuv Hadas. And
what's the difference?
Well, one is, I mean, you could say they're all psychological. I mean, the idea that when you turn on the light, you make somebody feel better. You know, the light's on. You make him feel better. And a skula is, you make him feel better in another way. Right? It's not a... In the end, it's all the same in terms of, it's all, you know, psychological. You know, that you make a person feel good. He believes in it. If you believe in it, that's what the Rashi was saying. If you believe in the skula, then you believe in the skula. So then, if you're asking for it, then we could do it for Yishuv Hadas. That's Inu Tavi Yisur Afu Pesheinu Yodin Imhum Mumcha. So that's a very fast, but the Tzemach Tzed is saying maybe that's all totally on whether Shabbos is Hutra or Dechuya. Okay, the Bezer Shem tomorrow will continue. There's a very fascinating tshuva of the Radvaz that we'll see. And there are other aspects. Say, for example, somebody says, I want my relatives to come. He's not doing well, and he wants his relatives to come on Shabbos. It's also a type of Yishuv Hadas. So how does that... So that will Bez Hashem, we'll see tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Okay, I wish everyone a good day. Rav Walter, David Kirsch, Nathan Bauer, Ari Berman, Rav Ezra Hess, Rav Aram Levitt, Ezra Hagler, Rav Yehuda Citrus, Rav Ruvi Kovri, Rav Harari, Ilan Sasson, Nathan Bauer, Avram Levitt, Ruvi Kovri, Ranan Koren, Rav Ari Feldman, Ezra Hagler, Nathan Bauer, Avram Levitt, Avram Wein, Rav Aram Wein Shlita, Rav Harari, Rav Hess, Ilan Sasson, Avram Levitt. Okay, it's good to see everybody. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue in this idea. In other words, this is the question of Mutal Chal Shabbos by Yisuve Data Shal Chol HaMesukun. In other words, and this is, you know, I'm sure Dr. Pelkowitz could give a whole lecture on this topic. This is a psychologist's bread and butter. You know, this...
Okay,
well, have a good day. Well, Kol Tov.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay.